It was a positive meeting from the point of view that the minister acknowledged that there were serious issues that we brought to him in this report, and what he said is he would need time to consider those issues. And we, the families told him that we've waited 14 years. We've brought these very serious issues to his door, as we have to the Northern Ireland Secretary's door on the 18th of June. And we really need some resolve. We need some public closure on these issues. And they are very serious. And they're very serious because they concern the state, both the British and Irish government's failure to deal with intelligence that was available prior to the Yoma bomb and indeed after the Yoma bomb. And we believe that the Yoma bomb need not have happened, and the people responsible for the Yoma bomb should have been brought before the courts in proper evidence and dealt with.
Now, the families want a cross-border inquiry. Did the Justice Minister, Alan Shatter, make any commitments yesterday?
He didn't make any commitment of any kind other than to say that the first thing he wanted to do was to study the report and then take it from there. But we again told him that we didn't want this report, we didn't want elements being taken out of it and dealt with it. The issues need to be dealt with in their entirety, because that's what's happened over the past 14 years. We've had different areas connected with OMA dealt with, but not the overall picture. And we told him that this report, that we need all of the issues addressed that's in the report. They're all very serious and very concerning to the families.